Well, we are grateful to be here to celebrate another baptism and another person who's come into the kingdom. And I'm going to let Arthur come down here. Arthur leads our worship. He leads our young adults. He does all kinds of things. Works with the children. And this is really how God intends it to be. Marcy and Arthur love the Lord. They serve the Lord. Their children grow up seeing that God is first and seeing that whatever talents God gives you, they're for his use to honor him, and you use them that way. So they've brought her up so that as she grows old enough to understand who Christ is and what he's done for her, that's the direction she knows she needs to go. And so we're grateful for that. We're grateful for all that you have done here and what we see God doing in your family. So I'm going to let you baptize your daughter.
Thank you. So this is my middle daughter, Riley. She is coming to be baptized today. Riley accepted Christ at the Good News Club, and if you're not sure what those are, that are after-school programs in many of our Hamilton County schools that, just people come in to come share the good news of Jesus Christ. And so she has been at our church, but she also gets ministered to in other ways, and I think that's such a blessing. After she shared with us that she had accepted Christ and we spoke with her, we were really excited, but we weren't sure about when it would be a good time or the right time for baptism, but Riley told us. She said, it's now, and, and she was ready, and so we were excited to be able to do that and to be able to bring her here in front of our church family to baptize her. So, Riley, you want to say anything?
Okay.
All right. Riley, you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Is that right? Mm-hmm. All right. And so with that and understanding, God, I baptize you, my sister, in Christ. In the name of Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Well, you know, that brings great, great pleasure to God, and it brings great pleasure to us as he looks down and he sees the celebration of his child that recognizes how much he loves her personally, that he died for her, not just the whole world, but her specifically, and she responded to give her life to him because he gave his life for her. That's a wonderful thing, isn't it? So let's just pray. Father, we know that it brings you tremendous joy to watch your creation respond to you, to embrace you, and to love you. And we thank you for being able to witness that today. The heart of a little child with faith of a little child, which is the type of faith and the type of heart that we all desire to keep ourselves. May we always recognize how much you love us. And may we always respond, willing to follow you and to do whatever we can in gratitude for your great sacrifice for us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.